More than 4,000 American service members have now died in Iraq since the war began. President Bush pledged today to ensure, in his words, an outcome that will merit the sacrifice of those who have died.
You know, on this day of reflection, I offer our deepest sympathies to their families. I hope their families know that, you know, citizens pray for their comfort and their strength, whether they were the first one who lost their life in Iraq or recently lost their lives in Iraq, that every life is precious in our sight.
The president spoke at the State Department. During the past 5 years, NPR has profiled a number of the men and women who have died in Iraq. We've talked to hundreds of their parents, spouses, children, friends, and others who knew them well. Here now are the voices of just a few of those people recalling their loved ones.
She didn't really want to go, but she knew why she was there, and she would have patients in her arms dying, and she knew daily that she had to watch people die. She knew that her life was on the line. She never knew if she'd wake up the next day, but she was there to take care of her guys and to take care of herself and her country.
He was the all-American boy, you know. He believed in the United States, and he believes in the armed forces, you know. I disagree with the reasons why they made this war, you know, but one thing is for sure, I really miss him. You know? He was my hero. I have a hole in my heart. That's the only way I can describe.
He believed that there is nothing you can't achieve in America. If he could live again, I'm sure, being the person that he was, he would not even mind dying for United States the second time.
That I could be the tenth of the type of person he was, that would make me proud. You know, he touched so many lives and he was so young.
I feel lonely without my father. He played with us, he see movies with us. He teach us how to speak in English.
Jennifer Harris was a superstar. And she would blush at that if you were in this room right now, and I wish to God she were. She didn't realize how great she was. She lit up my room. She lit up the office, and she lit up the school.
I lost my son, and I feel like nothing, like nobody. I lost the greatest man in the world, my son.
Just the fact that we don't have him anymore. I guess there wouldn't be a 4th of July to celebrate if somebody hadn't sacrificed their lives. You know, too bad Jeremy had to be one.
24 hours before Jim was killed, we knew that the area he was going to was extremely bad. And the last thing that was said, you know, was just keep your head down and keep it in that tank, you know, so you're safe.
We heard from family and friends of Army medic Rachel Hugo, Army Staff Sergeant Jesus Montalvo, National Guard Specialist Shagun Frederick Akintade, Army Private First Class Dylan Jutra, Army Reserve Sergeant Miguel Angel Ramos, Marine Captain Jennifer Harris, Army Specialist Alexis Roman Cruz, Marine Lance Corporal Jeremy Bowman, and Army Private First Class Edward James Hergott. They are among the 4,000 members of the U.S. Armed Forces killed in the Iraq War.